you go.
Off you go.
My name is Nancy MacDonald. I was brought up in Manchester, my father and mother. I was born in Longford, St. Joseph's in Longford, in 1958. And I was about 3 to 4 when my father and mother moved over to England. They went to England. So I was reared, as they say, up in England until I was 16. And, well, I was over 16. And when they came back in 1975. And I got married then. They came back in June 75. And I was married in the October 75. And I was never used to a trailer, am I to be honest. Because I didn't know anything about camping. I didn't know anything because I was too young when my mum and dad went to Manchester. But when we came back in 75, they were living in wagons. My grandfather and granny had a wagon. And a couple of the people had tents. And I definitely was in total shock. Because I wasn't used to it, and I was looking for a toilet. And they were telling me you have to go down and find the first, you know, that you can find. But to make a long story short, that was a holiday we came back for. My father and brother came back for a holiday in June. And we went back over to England, and about 3 months later, my father and mother came back. That was July, about August. And me and my husband got married. So I moved into the caravan. So I had no other choice, just get used to the caravan. And I got used to it. I settled in like a duck to water, to be honest with you. And grand little caravan I had. My husband had bought. And that was me then. I came expecting my first daughter then. She was born in December of the following year, December 76, she was born, Katrina. She's the eldest girl of mine. And I went down to have seven children, one little girl I lost. So that's what I have. They're all reared up now. I have 3 daughters, I have 3 sons. My youngest son is 34, my eldest daughter is 48, which will be 48 December. And I travelled. I moved to Longford when I was having my eldest daughter to be beside my mum, even though I didn't mind where I was because I was too young to understand. But I moved down there to have my daughter in Mullingar Hospital. And then we came back up after about 2 or 3 months after her. She came up in March. And me and my husband moved around. We moved up to Cork, we moved to Portlaoise, we moved to Kells, we moved every place we were travelling. Just hook your caravan on and go on your way. There wouldn't be just us on our own, there'd be other travellers, older, moving as well. And that's what we've done. The cooking part of it is, my mum started to learn me how to cook when I was about 10 or 11. That was the thing. The travellers had to do it, she had to do it herself. So when I was growing up in Manchester, she used to call me into the small little scullery, we used to call it, like a little kitchen area in Manchester, a house in Manchester. And she'd be learning me how to boil spuds and cabbage, everything like that. And she learned me how to bake cakes. So that's where I got my cooking experience from my mum. So me with 3 daughters myself, when I had them and my eldest girl was about 11, I started to get her into the kitchen. You start them off by a little bit of tidying up. You don't have them this cleaning thing that you hear off, this, they're scrubbing this and they're scrubbing that. That's a load of, I don't want to go down, but it is a load of bull. But you're just learning them, you know, the basic needs of what, you know, keeping the house clean and caravan clean, whatever they end up in when they're married. But I learned my daughter then the exact same thing that my mum learned me. I got her in my kitchen. Oh, when we moved back then, we went over to England then in April 94 after having my third daughter. But there was a gap between my third daughter because my eldest daughter was born in 76. My second daughter was born in June 79. My son, he's 41, was born in 82. My daughter Lena, we moved to Cork then. And my daughter Lena was born in Cork, Finbar's Hospital in Cork in 1982. And we left there then after she was only about coming up in 3 months. And we moved back down to Dunsink. We lived in Dunsink of England. And we packed up 3 weeks before the Christmas, 84, and we moved to England. And we were 7.5 years in England. And I had my two last boys. They were born in Milton Keynes Hospital in England. My two last sons. One is 37 and the other is 34. And, but I don't know if you want me to say anything. I know it's been recorded, but you can cut it out, can't you?
Yeah.
But that's, you know, the cooking part of it. It automatically, even though myself, I was brought up in Manchester, used to have a house, you're used to everything. I went to school. I was in school till I was 16. You know, my mum had me in school from about 4, I think, when you started at that time. And I went right through till 16 to school, yeah. Secondary school. And I left secondary school. And I went with my mum then. She was working in a handbag factory, God be good to her. And she had me a job lined up for me. So I was working, you know. Mm-hmm. So even though I was brought up over there, it didn't take me hard to settle into the travel away life.
Yeah.
Because I think it's in you. I think it's in you. Do you know, and once it's in you, you'll get on, do you know. Because when I was married, I looked down, I got married in October, and 2 weeks later, my dad, God be good to him, my mum, they were packing up. They were packing up because they were moving. My dad was originally from Longford, and that's, they were going. And I remember going down and saying, where are you going, Dad? I was shocked, no, because you were, you know, they were here with you the whole life. And I was only 2 weeks married, and I just went down and I said, where are you going? And he said, Nancy, I'm leaving now. You're married. Get on with your life. And I'm 48 years getting on with my life, married now to my husband. You know? So I don't know what that's like.